Hi, I'm Luke, and you're listening to the Aviation Station. When everything is working in an airplane, it does what it's supposed to do. Fly, with no apparent effort. In reality, airplanes' ability to fly relies on lots of technology and forces, all working together in a delicate balance. So what are the important aspects of planes to help them fly? Today on the Aviation Station, I'm going to talk about a couple of key aspects of planes that allow them to achieve flight. Number one, the airfoil. Just like a bird, a plane needs wings to fly. The airfoil shape allows planes to achieve and maintain flight by creating lift. Airfoils typically have a slight teardrop shape with a curved upper surface and a flatter lower surface. This makes the air flowing over a wing create an area of higher pressure beneath the wing, leading to the upward force that gets a plane off the ground. Number two, the jet engine. The development of the jet engine provides the necessary power for longer, faster flights. In 1937, aviation took a giant leap forward when British inventor and engineer Frank Whittle tested the world's first jet engine. It didn't work like the piston engine propeller planes of the day. Instead, Whittle's engine sucked air through the forward-facing compressor blades. This air entered a combustion chamber where it mixed with fuel and burned. A stream of gases then rushed from the tailpipe, pushing the engine and the aircraft forward. This created powerful acceleration. This force is known as thrust. Currently, the GE9X is the largest and most powerful commercial aircraft engine. It holds a world record due to its 134,300 pounds of thrust, which is the highest thrust of any commercial jet engine. I'm Luke, and you're listening to the Aviation Station.